为什么我们信圣经是神的话语。
Today and tomorrow we will speak on why do we believe the Bible is the word of God.
这一件事如果在我们的这个思想里面已经成为一个这个信仰的一个基础。
If this has already become one of the foundations of our faith,
那么许多其他的问题就这个相继解决了。
All the other problems were solved, you know, by themselves.
这一件对圣经的信仰如果不清楚
，If your belief concerning the Bible is not clear,
那么就许多许多有关于其他的事情呢，就因为这个事情的基础不好，就产生动摇。
Many other related things will be shaken up because the foundation is not.
有许多许多这个不信的这个信仰或者新派的思想，乃是根据他们不相信神的话，永存的神把他的话赐给这个世界。
Many liberals or people who don't believe in the Bible, they stray from true faith because they don't believe that God has given His eternal word and it's in the Bible.
有许多这个非基督徒，当他们听基督徒谈到关于信仰的问题的时候。
When many non-Christians hear Christians speak concerning the faith,
常会听到基督徒说圣经如此说，圣经如此说。所以到他们忍不住的时候，他说我根本不信圣经，你不必再谈圣经如此说。
They hear the Christians say the Bible says so and so, the Bible says so and so, and then they couldn't endure anymore. They said, I don't believe the Bible is the word of God in the first place.
那许多基督徒就圣经是上帝的话。
Christians then say, well, the Bible is the word of God.
他说不必多谈，连上帝我都不信，还上帝会说话。
They don't speak anymore. I don't even believe there's a God. How can God speak?
所以请你不要用圣经来告诉我圣经是上帝的话。
So they say, please don't tell me through the Bible that the Bible is the word of God.
如果你要证明圣经是上帝的话，请你不准用圣经来证明圣经是上帝的话。
They say, if you want to prove the Bible is the word of God, don't use the Bible to prove that the Bible is the word of God.
基督徒给人一吓就吓死了。
Christian got scared and got scared to death.
马上自己问自己为什么我会这样信呢
？They ask themselves, "Hey, why do I believe this?"
我想有时候你要感谢主兴起仇敌来使我们好好思想我们到底为什么这样信。
You should thank God sometimes for raising up enemies so you will think clearly why you believe what you believe.
那么当然你听见这句话的时候，我们要先把这句话拿来做一个分析。
Of course, when you first hear the statement, we must analyze the statement.
请你不要用圣经来证明圣经是上帝的话。
Please don't use the Bible to prove that the Bible is the word of God.
这样的一句话本身到底是不是合理的呢
？Is such a statement reasonable?
如果这句话本身不合理的
，If this statement itself is not reasonable,
请问不合理在什么地方
？Wherein does the unreasonable?
我们为什么说这样的一句话是不合理的
？Why do we say this is not reasonable?
当非基督徒对基督徒挑战说，请你不要用圣经来证明圣经是上帝的话的时候
，When non-Christians say don't use the Bible to prove the Bible is the word of God,
在这一个挑战里面呢，就是。否认内证的重要性。
Included in this statement, this challenge is the denial for the importance of internal testimony.
我已经提到了，我的副教呢不应当做一个这个只有手势的副教，而应当有一个主动性的公式的副教。
I have mentioned that apologetics should not only be defensive but offensive.
那我们现在如果有一张的这个文凭，比如说
，Suppose we have a diploma.
那这张文凭呢是某一个学校。所发出来的文凭。
This diploma is issued by a certain school.
那么你说，请你不要用这张文凭来证明这张文凭是那个学校发出来的文凭。
And you say, please do not use this diploma to prove that this diploma is issued by this school.
你就感到很好笑。
You think it's funny.
所以呢，罪人的头脑只能产生罪恶的思想。
Sinners mind can only generate sinful thoughts.
而且他们认为自己呢有罪的思想乃是一个很合理的一个思想。
And they feel that sinful thoughts are very reasonable thoughts.
你把一张的钞票拿出来，这是。美国的钞票，你说，请你不要用这张钞票来证明这张钞票是美国的钞票。
You take out an American currency bill, and they say, please don't use this bill to prove that this bill is an American bill.
这是同样一件很好笑的事情。
It's also a very funny thing.
所以这一张文凭如果是某一个学校发出来的文凭
，If this diploma is a diploma issued by a certain school,
在这张文凭的里面有它的内证。这个内证是不能忽略的。
In this diploma is its own internal attestation. This cannot be denied.
可以不可以接受这个原则
？Can you accept this principle?
这张的钞票如果是美国的钞票，这张钞票里面有美国政府的印证在里面。
If the dollar bill is an American dollar bill, there is within the bill testimony by the American government.
如果你要证明这一只是狮子
，If you want to prove that this is a lion,
啊，这一只狮子
，This is a lion.
请你不要用这一只来证明这一只是狮子。
Don't use this one to prove that this one is a lion.
要证明这一只是狮子，就让这一只 发出这一则的声音来表示这一则的本质吧。
If you want to prove that this one, let this one cry with its own voice to prove its own character.
你把这一则放出来。
Release this one.
让这一则叫一叫。
Let this one roar.
让这一则把它的这个生命的力量展览出来。
And let this one demonstrate the power of its own life.
他生命的印记马上就显明出来。
The marks of his life will be manifest.
所以我们不接受这样的一个错误的挑战。
So we don't accept this fallacious challenge.
你的内证的重要性是我们不可以忽略的。
Because we cannot neglect the importance of internal testimony.
圣经如果是神的话语，
If the Bible is the word of God,
其实讲这句话已经错了。圣经是神的话，不必讲如果是神的话语。
Actually, the statement itself is false. It's not if the Bible is the word of God. The Bible is the word of God.
圣经既然是神的话语。
In as much as the Bible is the word of God,
圣经就有是神话语的内证在里面。
The Bible has in itself the attestation that it is the word of God.
所以这个的外邦人对基督徒的挑战的本身，我们应当把它做一个分析。
So we must analyze this challenge coming from non-believers.
我们认为这个本身，这个挑战的本身是包含有问题在里面。
Because there are problems with the challenge in itself.
那么我们就提到了。这个虽然他们有这样的困难，我们应当了解他们的困难是从他们堕落以后不能这个直接明白神启示的意义而产生出来的。
Of course, since they have a problem, we must understand why they have a problem with the fallen nature. They cannot directly understand and receive God's revelation.
圣经里面有这样的一句话语。
And in the Bible, there's this statement.
从天上来的讲天上的话。
He who comes from heaven speaks the heavenly things.
从地上来的讲地上的话。
He who comes from earth speaks concerning earthly things.
所以这个言呢，从言的出处之间有一个关系。
There is a relationship between the word and its source.
如果一个人说呢，我是德国政府派来做大使的。
If somebody says that I am sent by the German government to be the ambassador.
那么你说你会不会讲德文？他说不会，我讲广东台山话。
You ask whether I can speak German. He said, no, I can only speak the Toisan dialect of Cantonese.
你感到这个有点不对，德国人怎么讲台山话呢？
If there's something wrong, how come the Germans speak only Toisan?
所以言语的本质，
you see, the language itself
同这个出言的本位应当有一个关系。
Should bear relationship with the source from which it comes.
圣经既然是神的话语，
since the Bible is the word of God,
这个神发言的那个本质提出来。
The very character of God speaking has been brought out.
这个我们可以接受的一个原则。
We can accept this principle.
如果我们今天谈不完这个题目的话，
If we cannot finish this topic,
我明天会与大家思想到这个从另外七个方面来思想圣经与神话语的关系。
Tomorrow we will continue to speak of seven relationships between the Bible and the Word of God.
今天我们要从几个前提先来看。
First, we must see several presuppositions.
基督徒相信圣经是神的话。
Christians believe the Bible is the Word of God.
因为基督徒先相信神。的存在
，because Christians first believe God exists.
那么神的存在呢，是一件不能拒绝的事情。
The existence of God is something that cannot be denied.
人只能压制神的存在在人心中所做的见证。我不讲证明。
Man can only suppress the testimony, not so much evidence, the testimony of the existence of God which he has put in man's heart.
这里面的内证是神创造人的时候，就按自己的形象样式，把这个对神的存在的这个印证印在人的里面。
Because when God created man in his own image, he has already put this imprimatur, this testimony in man's heart.
当一个人越大声宣讲他抗拒、他不信、他拒绝神存在的时候，只证明神存在在他里面成为他生命一个很大的干扰，他一定要去躲避他，一定要去压制他。
When a person yells out and says God doesn't exist, all it proves is that this testimony, which is in his life, becomes a sort of an obstacle, a disturbance in his life, and he seeks to suppress it.
当一个人在生命的某一个阶段中间讲我不信神的存在，宁可应该说我信神是不存在的。
In a certain period of life, a person says, I don't believe God exists, what you really should say is, I believe God doesn't exist.
那一个时刻，这样的表达呢，不能等于他整个生命中间没有神印证在他里面。
His statement, his conviction at that moment of time does not prove that God's testimony has not been in his life throughout his whole life.
可能在他年老的时候，里面这个印证对他的控告是大的不得了。
Maybe when he grows older, this testimony becomes an accusation in him.
我个人已经曾经接触过几个年轻的时候参加基督教、反基督教同盟的那些学生的主席，在年老的时候他们接受了主。
I have already encountered several leaders of the Anti-Christian Students Federation. They accepted Christ when they became much older.
所以当一个人讲我反对神存在，我不信神存在，或者我信神是不存在的。
So when a person says, I don't believe God exists, or I believe God doesn't exist,
这句话并没有产生什么意义。
The statement doesn't have much meaning.
对我们也没有什么什么威胁。
And it doesn't pose a threat to us either.
我们要问的是，为什么他为这样的一个问题产生一个 statement 呢？
The question is, why did he produce such a statement?
神的存在不是讨论的结果，而是讨论的原因。
The existence of God should not be the result of the discussion. It is the very cause for the discussion.
神不在人的理论，也不在人的讨论中间产生一个结论，它存在。
God is not a result of man's discussion that man should produce his existence.
神也不因为人讨论，以至于反对他而变成不存在。
Because of man's discussion or man's denial of him, God doesn't cease to exist.
正与此相反的，神的存在是人讨论他、人思想他、人甚至反对他、拒绝他的真正的基础。
On the contrary, God's very existence is the foundation and the cause for any discussion concerning his existence.
这个根据这个历史上我们的这个观察，同样思想家他们用各样的名词来遮盖他们良心所表现出来的，我们看见许多无神论的人都是不诚实的人。
If you observe history and see that all kinds of terminology that thinkers use to suppress, deny the truth, you see that many of these atheists are not honest people.
许多无神论在某一个时刻里面显明他们内心的深处是相信有神的。
Many atheists at certain given moments of time will admit that they are really theists.
因为罗马书告诉我们关于上帝的事，人所能知道的那一部分已经显明在人心里。
Romans chapter 1 tells us that those things concerning God that man can know, man, God has already revealed to man.
在这个200年以前法国的这个 Encyclopedic School of Philosophy 的那个时代，
200 years ago, during the period of the Encyclopedic School of Thought in France,
有一个人叫 Lemaître， 他对这个 Voltaire 的思想呢感觉到相当落后，但他们已经邀请他参加编撰这个百科全书的这个工作。
I think by Lemaître thought that Voltaire was a little bit behind the times, but he has already been included in the editing of the encyclopedia.
所以他就写信对他说呢，我们请你参加，乃是叫你与我们一同做个推翻有神的信仰的这个工作。为什么在你的作品里面藏有神这样的名词在里面呢？
So he wrote a letter to Voltaire and said, what we want you to do is to help us participate with us in denying God exists. So why do you mention God, God, God in your writings?
Voltaire 在他的回信里面说，你不是写一本书叫做 The System of Nature 吗？到底你在讲什么？我的 God 同你的 System of Nature 有某一种关系在里面的。
So Voltaire answered and said, didn't you write a book called The System of Nature? My God and your so-called System of Nature bear certain relationship.
相信神的存在比相信神不存在的这个信心是更合理的，如果要用理性来做一个基础的话。
If you were to use reason as a foundation, to believe in God is more reasonable than not to believe in God.
一个基督徒科学家当他做了演讲以后呢，也一些大学生就说，我们要分离问题，你又是科学家又是基督徒，这个有一点呢令我们受吸引。
After a Christian who's a scientistgives a lecture, students will ask a question and say, you are a Christian and you are a scientist. This fact bewilders us.
请问 Professor, 你相信这个世界是哪里来的？
May we ask Professor, where does the world come from?
那么这个基督徒呢，就在那样一个对基督教有这个冷风热潮的时代里面呢，他很诚实的做见证，我相信这个世界是从上帝创造来的。
So amidst all kinds of currentsIn the world, the Christian scientist stands up and says, I believe that the world was created by God.
他们就哈哈大笑起来了。
So they laugh at him.
上帝创造这个世界。
God created the world.
那他笑完了，这个教授就问他说，如果你们不信世界是上帝造的，请问那世界哪里来的？
So after they laughed, the professor said, if you don't believe that God created the world, well, then where does the world come from?
他们胸有成竹的，不假思索的，世界是自然来的。
So they come out the answer right away, and they said, the world comesby and of itself.
那么你如果相信世界上帝造的，上帝哪里来的？
And if you believe the world was created by God, then where does God come from?
这个基督徒教授说，上帝就是上帝。
And so the Christian professor said, well, God is God.
他们就比你们笑得更大声地回复他。
So they laugh even louder than you did.
笑完了以后，那你说世界自然来，自然哪里来的？
After the laugh is over, the professor asked, if you believe thatThe world comes by and of its own nature, then where does nature come from?
轮到这些学生说，自然就是自然。
So now the students go, nature is nature.
所以这两个答案呢，差不多有相同的地方，对不对呢？
You notice the similarity between the two answers.
就是相信有一个呢，就永恒的，拿一个律。 对这个世界成为一个来源。
They both believe that there's certain eternal power which becomes the source for the world.
上帝就是上帝，上帝创造世界，自然就是自然，自然产生世界。
God is God, God created the world. Nature is nature, and nature produced the world.
我告诉你，你相信自然产生世界是不是科学？你需要信心。
If you believe nature produces the world, is this scientific?
你相信上帝创造世界也需要信心。
You need faith. You also need faith to believe God created the world.
所以在某一个程度上呢，是由于信以至于信，已经包括那些不信的前提，还是一个信。
So from a certain perspective, it is from faith to faith. Even those who do not believe have faith in them.
有什么更高明的事啊？
Is anything more sophisticated than this?
有什么更科学的事？
Is anything more scientific than this?
但是你发现什么事情呢？
But what did you discover?
神是有智慧、有计划、是有生命力的，是有思想的，是真理的源头，而自然是静止性的。相信上帝创造世界更合理呢，或者相信自然产生世界更合理呢？请你们好好想一想吧。
Christians believe that God is a God of wisdom, a God of planning.God has life in himself, and God is a God who thinks. Now, is it more reasonable to believe in this kind of God, or just to believe in this impersonal nature?
今天早上韩博士给我们谈到一些关于这一类的事情。
Dr. Han spoke to us this morning concerning some of these things.
那么这位上帝的存在呢，无形中就使一些非基督徒内心的深处也不得不要这个顺服的一件事情了。
So the existence of God caused non-Christians in deep down their hearts.They can't help but believe.
所以信神的存在不是迷信。
So you see, believing the existence of God is not superstition.
信神的存在是内心深处最基本、最强烈的一个本能，也是最基本、最不能、最强烈的一个自证。
It is the most basic, innate power in man, and it is also the most basic testimony.
你同许多人在谈关于神存在的时候，如果那个人真正是相信神存在的话。那我们就不要他单单在理性中间知道一个神这个痕迹，我们就问那一位存在的神是怎样的神。
Because if somebody believes in God, then we don't want him just to intellectually acknowledge as a God. You can ask him, what kind of God do you believe?
那一位神，基督徒相信那位神是活的神。
Christians believe that this God is a living God.
如果我们信神存在，哦，相信他是一个死神的话，那么你相信神这个神呢，就已经变成没有意义。
If you believe that God exists and this God is dead, then there is no meaning to believe in this God.
一个死神能不能被称为神呢？
Can a dead God be called God?
神如果死了，是不是曾经活过呢？
If God is dead, was he ever alive?
曾活而又能死的这样的一位神到底有什么意义呢？
What meaning is there in a God who has once lived and is now dead?
所以基督徒在信神的话之间呢，有几个很重要的前提，一步一步的进去，信神，信一位活的神。
So, when a Christian believes in the word of God,there are certain presuppositions. He believes God exists, and he believes God is a living God.
这样你发现那些不信活的神的那些人呢，他们对神的信仰乃是模糊而没有价值的。
You notice that those who don't believe in the living God, their convictions or beliefs are very vague and meaningless.
一个人可以把神当作是一种讨论的对象，当作是思想的题目，而因为他不信这位神是活的，所以他的讨论呢和他的生命完全脱节，完全没有意义。
People don't believe in a living God. They can discuss God as a topic. They can debate God as a topic. But their discussions have nothing to do with their very lives.
我再说 Kierkegaard 认为这样的讨论是对神一个大的侮辱。
Kierkegaard says that this kind of discussion concerning God is the biggest insult against God.
神是存在。
God exists.
这个是不能拒绝的见证。
This is an undeniable testimony.
这一个存在是活的存在。
This is a living existence.
我们就在这位活的神的面前。
We live before this very living God.
我们应当用怎样的态度来面对这件事实？
What kind of attitude must we have to face this fact?
这是比单单思想上不能拒绝有神存在是更重要的事情。
It is even more important, than the fact that we cannot deny God intellectually.
我那天提到关于陈谷应先生。
We mentioned Mr. Chen Gu Ying.
陈谷应就陈先生打鼓，大家反应叫陈谷应。
Mr. Chen 打鼓，有些人反应。
他说呢，这他说呢，这个神在星座中间的独裁者。
He says that God is the tyrant among the galaxies.
在旧约中间的神杀死了这么多、这么多、这么、这么、这么多的人。
The God of the Old Testament killed so many, many, many people.
这样，这一位不合理的神，我不能信他。
This unreasonable God, I cannot believe.
因为他太凶了。
Because he is too mean.
这个太威严了。
He has too much terror.
太独裁了。
He's too despotic.
太不合理了。
He's too unreasonable.
那么他自己到底知道不知道他讲的话到底是代表什么呢？
Do you know whether he knows what he is saying?
如果他真正相信神是凶的，那一位或者凶的神，他应当怕得要命才对。
If he really believes that this God is tyrant, he should be scared of death.
你明白这个意思？
You understand what I'm
saying? 所以他的凶呢，不过是理论上猜想的一个凶，他根本不相信那位神是活的神。
So this meanness in Chen's thinking is only a theoretical one. He doesn't believe God exists at all.
如果真的是不活的，也是不存在的，你反对他做什么？反对一个不存在的，这有点神经不正常。
If God really doesn't exist, then why should you oppose him? That seems to be rather neurotic.
如果这个他是凶的神，是一位又活又凶的神，真正是你的信仰的话，那你应当的处理我怎样与他之间的关系。
If this God is a really mean God, you should deal with the question how may I be related to him.
好，他就写书来反对这一位神。
So Chen Guoyin writes books to attack this God.
神如果真的像他所讲的那么凶。这本书写不成，他应该先死。
If God is really as mean as he said, he should have been dead before the book's finished.
对不对呢？
Is that right?
那么，如果他能把神骂了一大堆，还没有死，就证明神不像他所讲的那么凶。
If he can write all these things against God and he still isn't dead, that means God isn't quite as mean.
所以这位神就让他写完了，证明他写的都是错的。
So this God allows him to finish writing so that.He can prove that he's wrong.
如果你说他根本不可能杀死我嘛，你证明你写的也是错的。因为呢，他如果不是凶的，他不能杀死你，他根本不是那样。你到底在写什么？
If God doesn't exist, then he is not so mean and he can't kill you. So why are you writing this book?
所以看见了许多反对神的事情的存在，乃是神的容忍，这又活又真的神的容忍的一个这个表现。
So you see that the very fact that these people can write these books is a sign of God's great forbearance.
神是存在的。
God exists.
第二样，这位神是存活的神。
Secondly, this God is a living God.
如果你讲神而讲一位不活的神，现在就没有意义了。
If you speak concerning God and God is not a living one, there's no meaning in it.
第三个前提是什么呢？
What is the third presupposition?
这个活着的神是与人有关的。
This living God bears a relationship with man.
与人有关的神。
This God bears a relationship with man.
在十八世纪的时候，英国呢有一个人叫做 Herbert of Cherbury。
There is an 18th century British thinker named Herbert of Cherbury.
这个人被称为是 Father of Deism.
He is named Father of Deism.
就对神的存在产生不同解释，就有许多哲学的理论出来。
So many philosophical theories came up concerning the existence of the interpretation of the existence of God.
这个 Deism 被称为是这个自然神论。
This Deism is also called natural religion.
那么 Pantheism 被认为是就被翻译成泛神论。
Then there is pantheism, God is all.
Polytheism 是名多神论。
Polytheism means God are many.
Monotheism 是多神论。
Monotheism means God is one.
那么这个 deism 到底是什么呢？
But what is deism?
是不能拒见的神是存在的。
God's existence cannot be denied.
而不能拒见这有条不紊的宇宙是神的创造。
And it's also undeniable that this nature, this world of order is created by God.
但是他们相信神造了这个宇宙大自然以后呢，神就让自然力来统治这个神，这位神就与世界是没有关系的。
But they believe that God, after having created the world, left the world alone to operate according to natural principles and laws, so that God is no longer related to the world.
基督徒对神的信仰不是如此。
Christians' convictions concerning God are not like these.
基督徒相信这位神乃是创造者，也是与世界有关的神。
Christians believe that God is not only the creator of the world, but God bears a constant relationship with the world.
他不但创造了，
He not only created,
他还用他的全能的命令来托住他所造的世界。
But with his powerful word and decree, he upholds the world.
他还关怀这个世界，
He cares for the world.
他还要用他以后最后的全能来审判这个世界。
And moreover, he will judge the world according to his great power.
相信一位存在诱惑的神而与人没有关系，那也没有什么意义的。
And it's also meaningless to believe in a living God who is not related to mankind.
相信神存在，相信这位存在的神是活的，相信这活着的存在的神乃是与人相关的，与人有关系的，这是很合理的信仰。
It is related to man.
所以希伯来书第四章第十三节告诉我们。
So Hebrews 4:13 tells us.
原来万物与创造主之间不是没有关系的。
That the created nature is not unrelated to God.
在上帝的面前是显然的。
There is no creature hidden from his sight. All things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
在这一节里面给我们看见了这一个世界和创造着世界的主是有关系的。
the world is related to he who created the world.
以弗所第四章告诉我们，这位创造万物的主是超乎众人之上，冠服众人之中，也住在众人之内。
The Ephesians chapter 4 tells us God is above all, through all, and in all.
所以这个神是与人有关的神。
So God is related to man.
这个与人的关系呢，是以神做主动性。
This relationship between God and man is initiated by God's initiative.
因为创造主是以主体性的身份来与人发生关系。
Because this creator God is the subject who initiated relationship.
第四样。
Four.
第四个前提，这位神是纯的，这位神是活着的神，这位神是与人有关的神，这位神也是一位愿意主动照顾人的神。
God exists, he's a living God, he's related to man, and he takes the initiative to desire to care for man.
在某一个程序或者某一种程度里面，我们似乎看不见神的手在人的社会中间来插手。
In certain processes, in certain circumstances, we can't see clearly God's intervention and caring for human society.
这其中有神另外的旨意。
God has another will here.
但是神在历史中间，也在他整个的工作的程序里面，给我们看见他是主动关怀照顾人的神。
But in God's creation and His decree throughout history, you can see that God, out of His own initiative, cares for man.
父母呢，能够主动的照顾孩子，这是一件我们可信的事情。
We can believe that parents take the initiative.To care for the
children. 所以从这第四个这个前提发出第五个前提来。
So from the fourth presupposition comes a fifth one.
这样的一位神是向人说话的神。
Such a God is a God who speaks to man.
向人说话的神。
It is a God who speaks to man.
The existing God, the living God, now the speaking God. 一个能说话的神是一件合理的事情。
A God who speaks is a reasonable thing to believe.
相信神对人说话。比相信神不睬人也不向人显明乃是更合理。
It is more reasonable to believe that God speaks to man than God does not care for man nor does he speak to man.
那么现在问题就是，如果神向人说话，我怎么知道他有向我说话呢？
The question is, if God does speak to man, how do I know that he has spoken to me?
因为我没有听见他说话就证明他不说话，这个本身还是错的。
Because it is wrong to say that I have not heard him speak, therefore he did not speak to me.
正像一个瞎子说我看不见太阳所以没有太阳是一样可笑的。
Just like a blind man saying I cannot see the sun, so the sun doesn't exist.
那我们如果说因为我没有听见他说话所以他不说话，我们回到了前篇所提的要用经验达到信心的那个错误的前提。
If we say that I cannot hear him speak, therefore he has not spoken, this is the same fallacy that we spoke of 2 days ago, from experience to faith.
我们昨天提到了这个在人与神之间的关系中间有两个可能性。
There are two possibilities.
是以人做出发点到神那里，第二个可能性是神出发来到人这里。
In the relationship between God and man, either man takes initiative to come to God or God takes initiative to come to man.
那圣经提到呢，没有人寻找神。
God, the Bible tells us that no one seeks after God.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
这个是在这个布道神学里面提的。
We mentioned this in the theology.
不是在布教学里面提的。
Not in
the. 那么这位神主动的与人说话。
This God speaks to man out of his initiative.
神表明自己。
God manifests himself.
我们提到，如果神没有自我启示，就没有一个人能对神有所认识。
If God does not reveal himself, no one can understand God.
我们已经做一个举例了。如果你的父亲没有告诉你我是你的父亲，你就不能知道谁是你的父亲，无论你的博士学位几个。
If your father doesn't tell you he is your father, then you have no way of telling that he is your father, no matter how many PhDs you have.
你不能从你的思想里想出谁是我的父亲，没有这个可能性。
You cannot project from your thinking and conclude who is your father.
那一位的主动愿意把自己启示给人的神呢？他说我是神。那么他的话呢，就使他的身份向我们显明出来。
This self-revealing God.Chooses to tell us that he is God, so that he manifests his very character or status.
昨天我们提到启示的宗教，在不同的层次里面谈到这个启示的宗教，哪一个是真的，哪一个是假的。
We mentioned that among the revealed religions, which one is true and which one is false?
神是说话的神
，God is a speaking God.
相信神的存在
，believe God exists,
是一个不能抗拒的
，it is an undeniable.
相信这位神是说话的
，we believe that this God.Speaks,
是活的神
is a living God,
是与人有关的
is related to man,
是照顾人的
he cares for man,
是向人说话的
and he speaks to man.
那么在这些的反面呢
Now behind these,
我看不见神的活动
I cannot see God's activity.
我没有感到神的关怀。
I don't feel God's caring.
我不感觉到神是主动照顾我的。
I don't feel that He cares for me.
我也没有听见神的话语。
And I haven't heard Him speak.
那么这些的可能性
，these possibilities，
在人犯罪以后呢，常常是一件生命经历中间的事实。
These possibilities are real phenomena after man has fallen into sin.
但是正像某一个时刻，你没有感到神存在，不能证明一生中间神的存在不曾经给你有一个很明显的见证一样。
Just like if you don't experience God's existence at any given moment of time, doesn't mean that you will never experience God's existence throughout all of your life.
其他的否定性也是在我们生命某一个时刻不能代表整个人生。
Likewise, the deniability of these things at any given moment doesn't mean that it is deniable throughout our whole lives.
当我十七岁的时候
，When I was 17 years old,
我的一个左派思想的作文老师
，My teacher of composition, who's a leftist,
就写一个作文的题目要我们做作文
，assigned us a topic for our composition.
那我从小作文都是八十多分
，I always scored 80 or higher in my composition.
我不知道在你观念中间八十多分是多少高，我们是全校最高的就是八十多分了。
I don't know what 80 means to you, but in our school 80 is the highest.
可能你是125分，我就不知道。
Maybe 125.
那么这个题目叫做"真理是得胜的"，真理是得胜的。
The title is "Truth is Triumphant."
真理终必得胜。
The truth will ultimately triumph.
那是我刚得救不久。
I haven't been saved for too long then.
作为耶稣基督真理的见证，这个题目是好机会了。
And this is a tremendous opportunity to be the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以要用很长的篇幅呢，这个高谈阔论，提到耶稣基督以后的得胜。
So with many words and ideas, I discuss Jesus'
triumph.
Jesus' triumph.
那么这个想到呢，作为人呢，想到这个人在世界上这个写完了，结果得到零分怎么办？
And I thought, as a human being, what happens if I score zero after this composition?
耶稣最后得胜，我现在大大失败就麻烦了。
Problem is if Jesus scores a victory and I scored a zero.
所以在引言里面交代清楚了。
So in the introduction, I made it very clear.
这篇文章可能得来一个零分。
This composition may score a zero.
不过作为基督徒，我应当很诚实的把我对真理的认识是勇敢的讲出来。
But as a Christian, I must courageously state my beliefs concerning Jesus Christ.
想不到这个引言呢，使他不能给我零分。
This introduction made my teacher. It made it impossible for him to give me a zero.
我一写写了九面，在两个钟头里面。
In 2 hours, I wrote 9 pages.
交上去了。
I gave it.
结果他呢，后面用大笔呢写了这个喧宾夺主。
And then he says that he remarked in the back, highly inappropriate.
完全在讲你的教条。
All you're doing is stating your dogmas.
他也算大方，给我68分。
He was very magnanimous. He gave me 68.
从那一天开始，一直到高中毕业的时候，我从来没有再得到八十多分。
From that day on until I graduated high school, I never scored in the 80s again.
我要感谢他把我那些分数扣了，都留在天上。我的赏赐在这里减，那边一定加的嘛。
I thank him for giving me a lower grade because that means that I have scored some points in heaven that I'll get later.
里面我说的进化论是人是猴子变的，那为什么呢？人不能喝猴奶呢？
I said that evolution believes that man comes from apes, but how come man cannot drink apes' milk?
所以呢，这个呢表示人和猴子的关系还不太亲密。
You see that the relation with the apes is still not very intimate.
他把我叫去了。
He called me in.
他说：“你说人不能喝猴奶，所以不是猴子变的。那么人喝牛奶就是牛变的吗？”
So he said that man cannot drink apes' milk, so he doesn't come from apes, but he drinks cow's milk. Does that mean he evolved from cattle?
不问不要紧，给他问了吓了一跳。到底我们那个时候十多岁，逻辑是很差的。
I scared of death, you know, I was only a teenager, then my logic wasn't very good at all.
我心里就有一些圣经主啊，被拉到亚门去的时候，不要惧怕，也不要怕要说什么，主会给我话语，现在给我吧。
So I grasped that God's promise that when you are arrested, don't be afraid what to speak, but the words to speak will be given to you. Lord, give it to me now.
我说老师，根据进化论的理论，人与牛的关系是很远的，同猴子的关系是很近的。怎么近的不能喝起奶，远的早能喝起奶呢？
I said, according to evolution, man is closer to apes than man is close to cattle. So why is it that we can drink the milk of this distant animal?
到现在还没有出来。
He's still going now.
后来呢，然后去把我赶掉了。
He said, go. He chased me out.
他是在 过去这个鲁迅的时代和鲁迅在上海曾经同事过的人。
He was a former colleague of Lu Xun during the period of Lu Xun.
你知道什么事情发生
？You know what happened?
过了十多年以后。
After over 10 years,
有一次我对一群的孩子们讲到1800多个孩子。
I was preaching to 1800 children.
讲完了满身大汗。
And I was sweating all over after I preached.
我拿着车要走的时候。
When I was ready to go,
发现他已经很苍老的站在礼拜堂的面前。
I noticed that he's an old man standing in front of the church.
我快快下来说，老师，你怎么为什么会在这里
？I got a teacher. How come you're here?
你知道他怎么回事
？You know what did he say?
我的孩子来听你讲道。
He said, my child has come to hear you preach.
我等他要把他带回去。
I'm going to wait for him to pick him up.
啊，那个时候视力眼睛是这个彼此相接触的时候呢，就想起过去那一件的事。
So when the four eyes meet.We remember the things of the past.
他拍拍我的肩膀。
He slapped my shoulder.
他说人生呢，有一些时候，有一些事，实在是我们的理性不能完全了解。我现在是信神是存在。
He said there are certain things in life at certain times that will change. I do not believe that God exists.
你没有经历神说话吗？
Then you don't experience God speaking. You say?
你信神是不说话的吗
？You believe God doesn't speak?、Huh?
可能你讲了这句话以后，半分钟神就会对你说一些话。
Maybe half a minute after you make the statement, God will speak something to you.
信这一位活的神曾经在人类历史中间把他的话留下来，怎么是一件不合理的事
？Why is it unreasonable to believe that this God has spoken and has left his revelation some point in history?
一个人不信神迹
，a person doesn't believe in miracles.
一个人不信神的话语
，person doesn't believe in the word of God.
不信圣经
，doesn't believe in the Bible.
不信基督的神性
，doesn't believe in the deity of Christ.
完全是根据他根本不是真正对神的信仰有纯正的这个信心而产生出来的。
All these are generated from the fact that he does not have an adequate or a correct conviction about God.
这一位说话的神是一个向人显明他的心意的神。
This God who speaks is a God who makes his will known to man.
神造了人，怎么能任凭人不明他的旨意，这样这个生生死死在模糊的中间呢，自己去摸索这个真理呢？
This God who created man, how can he let man to grope in the dark to find his will?
他一定要向人显明了真理，向人显明他的心意。
He will manifest his truth and his will to man.
所以信神把他的话留下来，不是一件不合理的事情。
So it is not an unreasonable thing to believe that God has left his word.
因为在他的言语里面，在他对人的启示里面，我们可以找到人之所以为人，神之所以为神。神以人，人以神，神人以万物，这其中的道路原则在神的旨意里面是怎么样的
？Only if you believe that God, the Bible is the word of God, and you believe God's revelation, then you can find out why is man man and why is God God, and what is the relationship between God and man, and the fact that God is over all things.
第七样
，seventh preposition，
就是这一位神呢，是一位能保全他所讲的话的神。
Is that this God is a God who can preserve what He has spoken?
上帝曾经对人讲话，那些话不见了一大半。
God has spoken to man; much of this is gone.
那一位神是怎样的神
？What kind of God is that?
讲了话以后丢掉一大半。
He speaks and then most of his words are lost.
现在留下一点点。
Now you've got to just trickle.
这个是一件很好笑的事情。
This is a rather laughable thing.
神是活的。
God is a living. God.
神讲了话
，God spoke.
神有能力保全他对人所讲的话。
God has the power to preserve the word which He spoke to man.
所以，如果有人对你说，怎么知道这本圣经是上帝的话呢
？So if somebody asks you, how do you know the Bible is the word of God?
也许更多不见了，一大半剩下这些。
Maybe the majority is lost, and this is only the minority that's left.
也许还有一些他没有讲出来。
Maybe something he hasn't spoken yet.
我告诉你，关系人的，他要人知道的，他都讲了，他都保全了。
He who cares for man, he has spoken and he has preserved.
因为这位活的神，直到今天还是活着的。
Because this living God is still living today.
有的人问我，他说：“那么保罗说那一本老底加书信，怎么现在没有在里面呢
？”People say, "Well, how come the Paul's epistle to the Laodiceans, how come it's not extant today?"
那岂不是证明有不见了的书信吗？
Doesn't that mean that there are certain lost epistles?
那么呢，写这个笔，写哥林多的时候，还有别的书信，还有前一封书信，到底在哪里呀、啊、
？Where is that letter to the Corinthians prior to First Corinthians?
所以这些证明呢，有一些神的话是失去了。
This proves and that there are certain word part of the word of God that's lost.
我们要怎么样解答这样的问题
？How do we resolve these problems?
耶利米书第一章，上帝对年轻的耶利米说
，In Jeremiah 1, God spoke to young Jeremiah.
看呐、啊，我留意保全我的话语。
Behold, I decree to preserve my word.
神是全能的神。
God is an all powerful God.
保留他的话语。
Sovereign God preserves His word.
这位存在的神。
God exists.
这位活的神。
God is a living God.
这位说话的神。
God speaks.
这位向人显明他心里的神。
God who manifests His will to man.
他留心保全他的话语。
He takes care to preserve His word.
那你说那些书在哪里啊？
Where are these?
老底家书信到哪里了？
Where is the book of Laodicea?
如果老底家书信，神不许可他放在圣经里面。
If this book was God did not allow to put in His word,
神有权柄的。
God has the right.
这样的在保留的书信里面，有一些神保留作为是他启示的一部分，有一些呢是当时一时的帮助，而不是这个在他永远的启示的一部分。
Certain of God's Paul's epistles, God preserved to be part of the canon. Certain parts, certain epistles, God.Choose not to, and it's only temporary.
从这些的前提里面，我们相信历史中间一定留有一些完整的神要向人说的话。
From this position, we believe that there is a complete revelation, there is a complete word that God speaks to man in history.
而这一本圣经就是神所保留的完全神要人向人讲的话。
And this Bible is the very word of God, complete.Which God desires to speak to.
那么现在把前面一句同后面一句连在一起，中间还需要很多重要的信仰的。
Now, to connect this statement with the last one, there are still many convictions which are necessary.
相信在人间有神的话语。
We believe that there is the word of God in mankind.
你说 OK， 这个可以。
That's all right.
相信这一本就是那个。
To believe that this one is it,
那这两件是不一样的。
That's a separate story.
这里面还有许多我们要讨论的。
So there are so many things we must discuss.
你们有什么要谈的吗？
So you have anything you want to discuss?
有什么要问的没有？
Anything you want to ask?
没有要问的。
这样子的话，能说在原文是无误的话，为什么翻译的时候是一定有错误？
If the original manuscripts are inerrant, then why are there mistakes in translation?
嗯哼。我们讲圣经是无误的，神保全他的话，乃是指原文。
When we say that God preserves His word and the Bible is inerrant, it refers to the original manuscript.
神许可
，God allows
这个在翻译的中间有一些呢不完全合乎原文意思而相近的意思。
Allows certain meaning which is not exactly the same as original, close but not exactly the same in the process of translation.
这个并不妨碍。原先神要向人讲的话的那些真正的意义，那个最完整的、那个最重要的意思是完全不妨碍的。
This forms absolutely no obstacle to the original intention of God. Those things that God intended originally to communicate.
我们也相信那些真正敬畏主，在神的灵感动之下来做这个翻译工作的人，神也有引导他们。
We also believe that God indeed does guide those who fear Him and under His guidance.Translate the Bible.
那就重要的意义保留。
So that the important truths have been preserved.
还有什么问题？
Any other questions?
您弟兄有什么要补充的？
仲有咩问题？
你有什么要补
充？Well, I just like to share that if you can during your witnessing manage to invite your non-Christian friend to study the Bible with you, that in that case half the battle has been won, or even more. The very reason we're talking about these things is that we must get to the point where our non-Christian friend will be willing to listen to God's word. And everything we do, we must seek to at least reach that sort of intermediate point where he's at least willing to open up God's word and study it.
Okay. 那这个在韩国这个传福音的开始的时候 这个世纪初的时候
in the beginning of this century,
一个宣教士说呢，圣经是神的话语。
A missionary in Korea said, "The Bible is the word of God."
韩国人同中国人这文化渊源是很靠近。
The Koreans and the Chinese share a very similar culture.
所以他们就说呢，你怎么知道圣经是神的话？
They say, "How do you know the Bible is the word of God?"
他的答案是什么呢？
What did they say?
他不能答。
He said he couldn't answer.
他说你读吧，你就知道就是神的话。
He said, "You read, then you can see the Bible is the word of God."
韩国人说 ，OK， 我就读。他们一读就越看见是神的话。
They read, and once they read, more they read, they notice it's the word of God.
就是我们刚才讲的，圣经的内证的本身是很重要的一个原理。
You see, therefore, that this is a very important truth, the internal testimony of the Bible.
那我想我们有时间，我就继续谈下去好了。如果明天有机会，我们再谈别的，把那个另外七个方面再谈的。那我信神有话在这个世界中间。
I believe that God has His words in history.
不是因为我推理。神有话在这个世界中间。
I believe that God has His words in history.
不是因为我推理出来才神有话语，那是因为神有话，而这个话在我的信仰里面是合理的。
It is not something that I deduce or projected out of my mind, but that there is God's word and it has affected and affected my life.
那这个话的就是这本圣经，那这个呢就需要我们信仰要讲明为什么相信这本圣经是神的话。
And this word is the Bible. Now, so we need to explain why this Bible is the word of God.
我们先提的话。
Let us first speak about the word,
也就是言
language.
言呢不是语。
Word is not a language.
Word is not language. 语不是声。
Language is not voice.
No.
No.
话语声音。这个言不是语，语不是言。
Word is not language. Language is not word.
Language is an instrument to manifest the word, to get across the idea of the word, to express the word outwardly. 这语呢是把言表达出来的一个工具。所以借着语呢，我们就听见话。
So through language, we then hear the words,
或者说就 sentences, 句子这个呢就用声音来表达出来了。
And with the voice, the sentences are produced.
言不是语，语不是言。如果言等于语的话，那么呢，那些哑巴的人就没有言了。其实哑巴的人有言，但是没有语。
If word is not language, language is not word. Because if word and language are identical, then those who are dumb don't have language.
世界上有千千万万种的声音。
There are all kinds of voices.
这声音呢，有许多许多的句子产生出来的。
And from these voices, many sentences are built.
许多的句子从不同的语言表达出来的。
And many sentences are expressed through languages.
这些语言都是要把里面的那个言呢，把它讲出来。
And the languages all seek to convey the word.
那么许多许多的言呢，从永恒没有发生关系的。
Many words, there is no relationship with eternity.
那个能够在永恒里面产生关系那个言呢，才是真正有意义的言。
Only that word which bears a relationship to eternity has meaning at all.
言如果作为语之本，那么那个这个 capital 言乃是作为万言之本，那个就是道。
If word is the root of language, then capital word, capital W word, that is the word.
所以道是言之本，言是语之本，语是声音，这个句子从这个讲出来的这个话语之本。
This word then is the basis of word.Word and word is the basis of language. Word language is the basis of senses and voices.
这样我们就把动物的这个话语，或者动物的语言，或者动物的声音，从人讲的话把它分别出来了。
So you distinguish between the noises animals make and the senses which humans.
动物的那个 signal， 它是那个记号，那个声音的表记，那是以它本能里面有关系的很基本的一种表达而已。
Animals, signals are merely.A signal of his basic instinct.
而人所讲的话，在最有意义的时候，就可以超历史的，在历史中间存下来，这叫做立言。
When man speaks and he speaks with meaning, these words are preserved in history. Thus, his words are confirmed or established.
这是被立出来的言论，在那一个人死了以后，有一种超历史的影响，继续在各时代中间发生出来。
After the man dies, the words which he spoke have a transcendent value, that is to say, it is preserved throughout history.
我们早上提到，只要是人就永恒的观念，这个韩院长提到这个事情。
Dr. Han told us this morning that it is just because man is man, he has an eternal value.
这一个只活72岁的孔子，什么讲的话可以影响东方2500年？
How can a 72-year-old Confucius influence the East for 2500 years.
如果它里面没有永恒的本质，怎么能够有一个继续不断在时代中间影响的话语呢？
If there is no permanent value in him, how can he influence so many more people?
那么无论世界有多少的言呢，万言之言的那个真正的大的言，那就是上帝的道的本身是存在的。
Of all the words in the universe, the word, God's word exists.
能够与言发生关系的，也就是那有位格的在永恒中间的意念的表达，所以言同位格之间的关系。
So, the only thing that can bear relationship to the word is a person.
那么这个有位格的到底是有几种？
How many kinds of persons are there?
有位格的，也就是有灵的，才是有位格的。
He who is of spirit is he who is a person.
所以灵有位格，灵发出言语，这个是生命之声。
So spirit has person, spirit speaks the word, so this is the very voice of life.
那么这些有灵的，有位格能发言的，一共只有四样。
Those who are spiritual and those who are personal and those who speak, there are four kinds.
神是灵。
First of all, God is spirit.
第二样，天使是灵。
Secondly, angels are spirit.
第三样，
Thirdly,
人有灵。
Man is spirit.
第四样，鬼是灵。
Fourthly, demons are spirit.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
天使是灵。
Angels are spirit.
鬼是灵。
The demons are spirit.
人有灵。
Man has spirit.
天使是神是神灵。
God is pure spirit.
天使是神灵。
Angels are pure spirits.
鬼是神灵。
Demons are pure spirits.
人是灵与物之间分合的一个货物。
Man is spirit, but man is also body.
所以呢，人有灵的部分，也有物的一个部分。
So there's a sense that man is spirit, and also man is body.
这样与言发生关系，能表达出那永永远的观念的意志的那话语的，就是这四种。
So there are only these four kinds of persons who can express their wills in words.
那么圣经里面就记载了神说话，记载了人说话。记载了天使说话，也记载了鬼说话。
That's why the Bible tells us that God speaks, man speaks, the angels speak, and the demons speak too.
所以圣经提到了驴也开口说话，那是神的作为，借着他彰显那个他本来本能里面没有的。
The Bible says that even a donkey speaks, this is out of God's power, that the donkey can speak words which is out of his natural power.
那么那个例外。
That's an exception.
那么这四个有位格的说话。
These four types of persons speak.
不同的地方在哪里？
What is the difference?
神是永恒的灵。
God is the eternal spirit.
天使有天使的永恒。
There is a sense in which angels are eternal.
人也是永恒的。
Man is eternal.
鬼也是永恒的。不同的地方。
God is eternal too.
神是创造永恒的永恒。
God is the eternal one who created eternity.
其他的是被造的永恒。
These others are eternal living beings which are created.
神是有无始无终的永恒。
God is the eternity without beginning or without end.
被造的是有始无终的永恒。
Created ones are eternal ones with a beginning but without end.
天使是有始无终被造善良的永恒。
Angels are those eternal beings with a beginning without an end who are guided messengers.
鬼是被造这个有始无终这个邪恶的永恒。
Demons, however, are the evil spirits who are eternal. They are created.They have a beginning, they have no end.
那么人是被造在善恶之间。
Man is created between good and evil.
所以人的眼里有善的，有恶的。
That is why there is a good word and there's an evil word in man.
这本圣经是不是神的话？
Is this Bible the word of God?
如果你否定圣经不是神的话，
If you deny the Bible's word of God,
那么你要说圣经是谁的话呢？
Whose word is the Bible then?
天使是圣经是天使的话吗？
You say, The Bible is the words of angels.
就外邦人或者非信徒，他很少提到这方面。
Most non-believers don't mention this.
圣经是鬼的话吗？
Is the Bible demons' words?
也很少提到这样的事情。
Very seldom today.
圣经是人的话吗？这样就提到圣经到底是神的话或者是人的话。
Is the Bible the words of man? So the question is whether the Bible is the word of God or the word of man.
我们先思想圣经可能不可能是人的话。
First of all, we must ask, can the Bible possibly be word of man?
如果圣经是人的话
，The Bible were a word of man,
那么就只能有人的生命的本能不能超越的那个本性在里面。
It would only have the very nature of man, and it cannot transcend beyond that.
人不是永恒的永恒。
Man is not an eternal eternity.
只有神是那个自我独存、自我满足的永恒。
Only God is a God who exists in himself and who is satisfied in and of himself.
The self-existence and self-dependent and also self-sufficient God.这位自我成全、自我满足的永恒的神是绝对的神。
This God is an absolute God.
所以呢，这样的一位神，他自我介绍的时候
，So when this God introduces himself,
他的话就有这个永恒性在里面。
There is this eternality in his word.
摩西问这个上帝说：“你名叫什么
？”When God, Moses asked God, "What is your name?"
上帝说什么
？What did God says?
我是自由拥有的神。
I am that I am.
I am that I am. 就阿哈。Ahal, Ahal, 这个就是呢，我是至存永存的神。
That is, I am the self-existing and eternally existing one.
神是至存的。
God exists in himself.
神是永恒的。
God exists eternally.
所以这个呢，在超越时间那种永恒的存在中间的自我彰显的话，只有一个可能性，是神的话语。
So the word which transcends time, which exists in and of himself, is only one kind. This is the word of God.
这一个话在基督的眼里里面也很清楚在人间显明出来了。
This has also been manifested clearly in Christ's own words in humanity.
换一种说法，除了神以外，就不可能有这样的话留在人的中间。
Other than God, there is no possibility that this kind of words exist in history.
耶稣基督的话，正像神的话，是超越时间，也是超越空间。
Christ's words are just like God's word, transcends over time and space.
我们举一个例子。
Let me take an example.
耶稣基督说，你们到世界普天下去传福音给万民听，我就与你们同在，直到世界的什么？末了。
Jesus says that you go into all nations and preach the gospel, I shall be with you to the end of the age.
谁可以讲这样的话？
Who can say this?
啊？孔子。
Can Confucius make such a statement?
子路。
Okay, 子路 is student.
子贡。
子贡。
子夏。
Oh, another of his students.
你们都来。
You all come.
乖乖听我的话。
You listen to what I have to say.
我走了以后。
After I'm gone.
与你们在一起。
I'm going to be with you all.
一直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the world.
有没有人讲过这样的话？
Has anybody made a
statement? 可以不可以讲这样的话？
Can they say these things?
曾经不曾经有人讲过这样的话？
Has there ever been a one who said something like this?
没有。
No.
苏格拉底。
Socrates.
孔子。
Confucius.
Heraclitus.
Heraclitus.
Empedocles. Lucretius. 这些伟大的人。Tagore.这些伟大的教师，伟大的人间里面最伟大的人，无论宗教家，无论哲学家，不可能产生这样的话。
All these great teachers, whether they are religious teachers or philosophers, can never make a statement like this.
因为一个人的话是从他生命本质的范围里面产生，不能超越。
Because man's words can only fall within the realm of his existence and cannot transcend above it.
如果你的父亲死的时候
，If your father at his death,
他说你们兄弟都来
，He said, "Your brothers all come."
我要去了
，I'm going now.
我去了，你听我的话，我就一直喊你在一起。
After I'm gone, you listen to me, then I'll be with you.
哇，你很高兴
，You're very happy.
后来再想想，不大对。
Not quite right.
喊爸爸，你说什么
？What did you say, Daddy?
他我死了，我就与你一直在一起，直到永永远。你说不必了，你去你的好，你不要和我在一起，我吓死了。
And if he says, "I'll be with you always," you just go ahead, Dad. You just go your own way.
我看这个不可能从人的口讲出来的。
It is not possible that these words come from man.
毛泽东不能这样讲。
毛泽东 cannot say this.
来，这个是王洪文，江春桥，江青，你们来，李先念，我去了，我就与你们同在，这到世界的末了。你们讲毛泽东，毛泽东两三个人，我就来到你们中间。
毛泽东 cannot call up the gang of four and say, "You, anytime you call upon Mao Zedong, Mao Zedong, I'll be in your midst."
这三个人，毛泽东他就来了。
对对，毛泽东在那个。
四个人说毛泽东他就来了。
Four people say Mao Zedong.
他如果能来毛泽东，他就不能在毛泽西了。
If Mao Zedong can end up in one place, he can end up in the other.
所以基督的眼里的，把那个神的眼里的自己的那个位分同记号表明得很清楚。
So you see, in Christ's words, it manifests the very character and nature of the Word of God.
如果你没有注意思想圣经的话的本质，你就以为这样看了就过了啊，没有什么。当你注意深深的思想，而圣灵帮助你的时候，你会发现这是 qualitative difference between the eternity and temporality, 就不同的地方。
If you just read the Bible, you don't think that there's anything. But if you seriously consider the very nature of the Bible, you will see that there is a qualitative difference with this eternal word.
谁可以讲这样的话？
Who can speak such a word?
天地都要废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away.
我的话一点一滴不废去。
But not a tittle of my word will pass away.
谁可以讲这样的话？
Who can make such a claim?
你们在地上。
You are on earth.
有两三个人。
If any two of you,
奉我的名祷告，我就在你们中间。
Pray in my name, I'll be in your midst.
你们在地上。
You on earth.
如果今天呢，唐崇荣说你们在地上，你问你在哪里、啊？
If Stephen Tong says, "If you are on the earth, you ask, where are you?"
你明白了吗？
You understand?
你从哪里去想？那位，你们在地讲这句话的不是从地上来，从天上来的。
A person who says you on earth, the person himself is from heaven.
所以基督是上帝的道。
So Christ is the Word of God.
他以永存、至存、永存者的身份，在被造的世界里面讲的话，有那永存者的印记在里面。
This Christ who is a self-existing and eternal existing God, his very words bear the character of the self-existing.
你要讲什么话吗？
昨天晚上我们说 we said Muhammad also claimed to be a revelation from God, that Muhammad makes certain statements that are similar to Christ's claim to revelation.
我们昨天已经提了，如果神启示，又神这样启示， 那么这个也是神的启示，那样也是神的启示，但这两个相冲突，那就不对了，因为神不能自我矛盾。
If God reveals over here and God reveals over there, there's a contradiction. Then it's an impossibility because God cannot contradict himself.
因为我们首先已经思想了 unity of the truth.
Because we've already considered unity of the truth.
如果是从神来的
，if it comes from God,
就不能冲突了。
There's no contradiction.
那么这个冲突，穆罕默德的《可兰经》的冲突和圣经的冲突是个本质上的冲突。这我们从基督徒立场证明，这个是不对的。
So it's a qualitative difference between Islamist revelation and the Christian revelation. We have proven so, or shown it to be so from the Bible.
昨天我们已经提过了这个事情。
Mentioned that yesterday.
从 unity of the truth 这里来看，神是一位的神，这位神已经启示了。所以与这本圣经不同，而先生是启示，他怎么先生是他的事，但是他的本质要表现出来。
God has already revealed himself, so any other claims to revelation, we don't have to take their claim, and they have to prove themselves by their nature.
圣经里面有没有天使的话呢？
Are there angels' words in the Bible?
圣经里面包含有天使的话。
Yes, there are words of angels.
圣经里面有没有鬼所讲的话呢？
Are there words by demons?
圣经也有鬼所讲的话。
Yes, there are words by demons.
圣经有没有人所讲的话呢？
Are there words by men?
圣经也有人讲的话。
Yes, there are words
of men. 那为什么是圣经是神的话呢？
So why is it that the Bible is the word of God?
如果有的人说圣经是神人鬼天使的话，
Somebody said the Bible is the word of God, angels, men, and demons.
岂不是比我们说圣经是神的话，好像更这个完整吗？
Doesn't it sound more complete than to say that the Bible is the word of God?
不是的。
No.
圣经是神的话。
The Bible is the word of God.
虽然里面有天使的话。
And there are angels working through it.
但是千千万万的天使，千千千万万的话语，何止那几句在圣经里面的呢？
But you see, there are so many more millions of words, millions of angels.More than what's in the Bible already.
千千千万万万人的话，何止那些记载在圣经里面人所讲过的话呢？
Men have spoken, millions of men have spoken millions of words, not all including the Bible.
那怎么讲这是圣经是神的话呢？
How can you say that this is the word of God?
好，现在我们说呢，这个 Charles Dickens 写那双城记。
Charles Dickens wrote A Tale of Two Cities.
这本书是 Charles Dickens 所写的。
This book is written by Charles Dickens.
这本书是他的话。
This is.His words.
在这本书里面有许多人的话。
There are many people speaking in that book.
这些人所讲的话是经过 Charles Dickens 写下来，我们才知道。
But these words come to us because Charles Dickens wrote them down in the first place.
所以 Charles Dickens 把这些呢讲出来，把这些写下来，这一本全本是他的话。
So Charles Dickens spoke these words, wrote these words. So the whole thing is Charles Dickens' words.
如果神启示的中间也把人曾经讲过的，天使曾经讲过，撒旦曾经讲过的，但借助神的口讲出这些话，那么这一全本的圣经是神的话。
So what are these are words of men, demons, and angels? When it comes from God Himself.Speaking, the result is that the whole thing is the word of God.
我相信这个圣经神的话语。
I believe that the Bible is the word of God.
因为这本圣经的一些特别的性质，在它的内证里面显出是与别的书完全不同的。
There are certain internal testimony characteristics which confirm and testify that the Bible is the word of God.
一样。
First of all,
圣经的统一性。
First of all, the unity of the Bible.
圣经从头到尾。
From beginning to end.
就一共用了差不多1600年的时间写成功。
It took about 1600 years to write the Bible.
这1600年的中间呢，差不多有40个人受感动，这笔写下圣经。
In these 16 centuries, about 40 human writers were inspired by God to write the Bible.
这四十个人时代不同的。
The generations are different.
他们的背景不同的。
Their backgrounds are different.
他们的这一个教育不同的。
The education is different.
有一些在他们中间民族也不同的。
And even they are different in according to race.
他们因为时代不同，所以没有可能40个人召集一下喝茶讨论一下怎样写，才不会前后矛盾，没有这个可能性。
Since they are from different times, it is impossible to sit down for coffee and discuss what they are right.
但是从第一本一直到最后一本
from the first book to the last book,
我们看见有一个超过文字上的、超过文化上的、种族上的差异，那个永恒性的历史。永恒性在历史上彰显的那个箭头，把前后贯穿统一起来。
But we see that there is an arrow, an eternal arrow, which goes through history, which has transcended all the words and all the cultures, all these men.
这是任何人为的思想系统所不可能达到的事情。
This cannot be accomplished, realized by any man-made thought system.
圣经里面几乎没有一句话是独立存在而没有与其他的真理有对偶性的相关的。
There's almost not a one statement in the Bible which does not bear a reciprocal relationship with the rest of the Bible.
只有神的言语有这样的可能性。
Only the word of God can have this possibility.
我相信圣经是神的话语。
I believe the Bible is the word of of God.
因为圣经的统一性。
Because of the unity of the Bible.
你把这个马克思
you take Marx,
Engels, 这个斯大林
and Stalin,
马林科夫
Malenkov,
朱可夫这个把这个赫鲁晓夫
and Khrushchev,
还有好多夫的
and many ofs,
还有毛泽东
毛泽东
这个周恩来把这些共产主义的句子的理论拿来比较的话你发现他们在一百多年里面前后矛盾从不同的地方太多了
You notice that among them there are many contradictions even in a period of 100 years
从 René Descartes 一直下来 Thomas Hobbes 一直下来这个 Immanuel Kant Heidegger Fichte Schelling 这个一直到现在你看见这些哲学呢人的思想这里起那里伏彼此相对的地方太多了
You see that from René Descartes, Thomas Hobbes, to Fichte, or Schelling, and to Kant, there are so many contradictions among these thinkers.
你单单谈到近代的这些存在主义的大师他们彼此之间相冲突的太多了
Just among the modern thinkers in existentialism, there are many contradictions.
只有神的话有这个可能性
Only God's word has this possibility of unity.
这1600年里面社会和整个制度文化政治的改变大得不得了
there have been great social cultural changes over 1600 years
那上上帝永恒的言在人类历史的中间表现出来的时候那个统一性是很清楚的
so when the eternal word of God is manifest in history and time the unity is very clearly manifest
第二样我相信圣经神的话
secondly I believe the Bible's word of God
因为圣经的纯洁性
Because of the purity of the Bible,
圣经呢，如同一面很清洁的镜子，把它自己的纯洁从人的污秽显明出来。
The Bible is like a clean mirror which reflects its own holiness and man's sinfulness.
有一些人呢认为圣经既然是圣经，为什么记载一些肮肮脏脏的东西呢
？You say even since the Bible is the word of God, why does it narrate these dirty or filthy things?
他说我不读圣经还要读了以后我感到很难信，因为怎么可以记载那些事情呢？
He said, after I read the Bible, I said, well, how can I believe in the Bible? There's so many dirty things in it.
信心之父亚伯拉罕说了很多谎话。
The father of faith, Abraham himself, has lied.
摩西说你不可杀人。他还没有讲这些话以前，先杀过一个埃及人。
Moses said, thou shalt not kill. But before he said this, he had already killed an Egyptian person.
犹大同自己的这个媳妇发生关系。
Judah has committed incest with his own daughter-in-law.
这罗德同自己的两个女儿犯了淫乱的罪。
And also Lot committed incest with his own daughter.
大卫娶了许多许多的太太。
David married many wives.
那么这样的事记载在圣经里面，圣经不像圣经，像当今呢。
This book doesn't look like the Bible at all.
你有时候在为主工作的时候，你遇到有些不信的人对其圣经有这样的评论。
Sometimes you will hear such criticisms as you witness for the gospel.
你怎么样做见证呢
？How are you going to witness?
我告诉你
，I tell you，
圣经记载这些事不证明圣经是不圣的。
The Bible it does not mean that the Bible is not holy just because it narrates these things.
因为圣经正把人的本性表彰出来，以圣洁的角度来看人的不圣洁的地方。
It is exactly that God in His Word shows man's sinfulness and contrasts it with His own holy character.
在这些事的记载上，圣经不是褒扬，圣经也不是鼓励，圣经不是称赞人的罪，乃是显出人性的败坏，在最完全的人、最被尊重的以色列的重要领袖的中间，也是不能躲避的。
Bible does not condone nor does it praise or promote sin. Rather, it shows that even in the holiest or most righteous people, there is still sin.
当你讲你父亲的经验的时候
，When you talk about your father's experience，
写你的父亲的履历的时候
，When you write your father's biography，
是1928年
，1928，
上海圣约翰大学毕业
，He's graduated from St. John's University，
1935年
，1935，
耶鲁大学得到硕士学位
，Got a master's from Yale，
1948年
，1948，
拿到哥伦比亚大学的博士学位
，Got a PhD from Columbia，
1952年
，1952，
就跑到芝加哥某一个巷口去找基尼
，Then he went to look up this prostitute in Chicago，
你想前面可以这一句呢弄坏了，把它擦掉吧
，Maybe you should erase the very last statement
这个前面那句话可圈可点，就这里会意一旦，这个不对。
These are remarkable statements, but then how come you included this other one in?
你要记得写圣经的犹太人同中国人那样是东方思想，对荣宗耀祖的这个观念是很强的。犹太人同中国人都是东方色彩的思想，对荣耀祖宗的这个观念是很强的。
The Jews and the Chinese are both Asian peoples. They have a very deeply rooted tradition of glorifying, honoring the ancestors.
所以当他们写他们最敬仰、最尊重的亚伯拉罕的时候，当他们写最尊重的摩西的时候，当他们写最尊重的大卫的时候，怎么会写这些事？
So why would they mention these sinful facts when they write of their very revered ancestors, Abraham, Moses, and David.
如果你是摩西,
if you were Moses,
你什么都写了，一定把那一件事不写，好不好？
You would write everything except that one thing.
如果那是你的书,
if it were your book,
在那个时候写实主义并不流行。
At that time, realism was not a very popular trend.
写实主义在文学上的流行，也不一定是写他自己的。
Even realism in literature is not a self-revealing kind of realism.
如果写他自己能写出来的，是因为受圣经的影响，而圣经不受这个影响。
If realists write about themselves, it is because it's been influenced by the Bible. The Bible is not influenced by realism.
当摩西写到那一句。
So when Moses wrote there,
更不要写的时候。
Oh, I don't want to write that.
上帝就写。
God says, write.
那不是你的书。
This is not your book.
那是我的书。
This is my book.
所以当圣经把人性的败坏写出来的时候，不证明圣经当的，把圣经纯洁的本性的要求提出来，所以圣经的纯洁是更证明圣经是上帝的话。
So you see, the Bible does, when it reveals the sinful character of God, of man, it only manifests the holiness of God.
第三样，我相信圣经是神的话语。
Thirdly, I believe the Bible is word of God.
因为这本书有超过任何一本书，不但是分量，是本质上的完全准确的那个准确性。
Because of its reliability or accuracy.
圣经所讲的话语。
The word which the word of God speaks.
人可以攻击。
Man can attack it.
人可以反对。
Man can oppose it.
人可以认为证据不够，这个不够确实。
Man can regard it as lacking in evidence.
但是经过历史，经过考古学给的发现，给我们发现圣经的准确性是超过任何一本其他的书的。
But after history and archaeology has made a scrutiny, we see that Bible is more reliable than any other book.
在19世纪的时候，德国的这个high criticism 对圣经做了无情的攻击和批评。
In the 19th century, German higher critics have made merciless criticisms against the Bible.
但是20世纪的文学上 form criticism 的发展，同在考古学上的发现，这两门新的学问已经给这些呢新派的高级批评的学者一个更无情的反击。
But a form criticism and
archaeology
has given even more merciless criticisms against the liberal high critics.
很可惜，那些人还没有看到这些反击就死了。
But unfortunately, these people died before they read the criticism against them.
圣经的准确性。
Bible's accuracy.
圣经的话都要成就。
All the words in the Bible shall be accomplished.
因为神讲的话，神负责任。
Because God is responsible for the word which he speaks.
人对耶稣说，你看圣殿何等的美丽。
Man says to Jesus, you see how beautiful the temples are?
主耶稣说呢，这个圣殿呢，没有一块石头不留在石头以上，不没有被撤下来。
Jesus says that the time shall come when every single stone will not be on top of another one.
这个好像是不可能的事情。
It is an impossible thing.
因为那个时候呢，圣殿用了46年造成功。
Because at that time, the temple took 46 years to build.
用不到46年就真的被撤下来。
But actually, it didn't take 46 years for it to be torn down.
其实如果你注意看，全本圣经里面有四个大殿，只有这个殿不是照上帝的意思造的。
You notice that there are four major temples in the Bible. Only this one was not built according to the will of God.
当撤下来的时候，
after it's torn down,
提多将军呢决定放火烧殿。
When the military general decided to burn it,
提多 General Titus. 那么一烧的时候呢，发现有黄金的金光呢从石头中间流下来。
He saw that there were gold, melted gold flowing from among the rocks.
所以吩咐一块一块石头都要撤下来。
So he said that you have to take down every single rock.
所以神的话的准确性是我们一定要承认的一件事情。
So you see the accuracy of the word of God is something we must acknowledge.
基督论到他再来以前的事情。
And when Christ spoke concerning of the second coming,
许多的言语一条一条都应验了。
Many prophecies have been fulfilled.
在旧约里面提到推罗西顿要变成塞网的地方。推罗西顿
Tyre and Sidon
要变成塞那个渔网的地方
will become a place where the fish nets will be dried up.
尼尼微要变成无人纪念的地方
Nineveh will be a place where it will not be remembered by men.
这些预言被发出去的时候，
when these prophecies were proclaimed,
好像一件绝对不可能发生的事情，
they seem like impossibility.
但是经过千年百年以后，我们看见神的话一应验下来。
After centuries and millennia, you see that every word of God has been fulfilled.
一个人说信神而不信神的话有准求的应验性，他的信里面有毛病。
If you believe in the word and you do not believe in the accuracy of God's word, there's a problem in that kind of thing.
当时的尼尼微不亚于现在的华盛顿。
Nineveh at that time was no less splendid than today's Washington.
当时的推罗西顿就像现在最大的世界的海口那样重要。
Tyre and Sidon is just like the most important port in the world today.
这些事都应验了。
These things have all been fulfilled.
还有许多的事，我们有资格 有足够的证据从历史的印证证明有一天都要应验。
There are many other things that we have enough historical evidence to show that these all will be fulfilled.
因为圣经是神的话语。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
第四样。
Fourthly,
圣经的这个永恒性。
The perpetuity or the eternity of the Bible.
圣经讲的话，既然这些话语是出永恒所带来的启示，在历史中间的记录，这个话的本身就有一个不能被世界的历史所淘汰的本性。
Since the Bible comes from the eternal coming into history, there is a character about it that it cannot be eliminated by time itself.
所以有永恒的价值。
So there is an eternal value.
在暂时的过程中间，有许多人不了解，不能妨碍圣经永恒价值本身所存的价值。
In the temporal process, a man may deny, but man cannot destroy the very eternal character of the Word of God.
在圣经旧约里面提到呢，我们举一个例子，摩西说的孩子要第八天给他行割礼。
For example, in the Bible, the child shall be circumcised when he's 8 days old.
奇怪，为什么要第八天？
Why the 8th day?
为什么不第七天呢？
One of the 7th day.
为什么不第九天呢？
One of the 9th day.
也为什么不读第八个月呢？
One of the 8th month.
如果你到回教徒的国家，你就发现他们行割礼有的到八岁才来。
If you go to a Muslim country, you see that some of these boys come to be circumcised
at 12 years old.
12 years old.
但是在旧约启示的时候，明文规定是第八天的婴孩就要行割礼。
But the Old Testament tells us that on the eighth day the boy should be circumcised.
写了这件事以后呢，就大家不知道为什么要第八天。
After this was written, nobody knows why the 8th day.
摩西写完了3000多年以后，大概在1940年的时候。
After 3000 years after Moses written, around 1940.
3000多年以后，有个重要的发现。
It was an important discovery.
一个孩子生出来的时候，
when a child is born,
他身体里面那个凝血素的 percentage 是很淡的。凝血素，你这个流血的，它会自己凝起来。
Coagulants of between the blood cells,
这 percentage 很小的。
The percentage is very small when a person is born.
第二天的时候，
on the second day,
就增加了。
It increases.
第三天。再增加
some more,
第四天再增加
day increase some more,
第五天再增加
day increase some more,
第六天再减少
the sixth day it will go down,
第 七天再减少
the seventh day it will go down,
第八天忽然增加到一个人不能再加的地步最多的地步
and on the eighth day it will go up to an extent to a percentage which will not be exceeded
第九天呢再落下来
and on the ninth day it will come back
down 就这样以后呢就没有一天比第八天的浓度更浓的
so the density will never exceed that which was reached on the 8th day.
所以在第八天行割礼的时候，血是最容易止住的。
So on the 8th day, when you circumcise a child, to stop bleeding is the easiest.
在第八天行割礼是最适当的时间。
It is the most appropriate time to circumcise.
神知道这件事情。
God knows this.
所以呢，你说我不明白为什么要这样，为什么那样，不必问，再过3000年你就懂了。
You ask why? You don't have to ask why. More after 3000 years, you understand too.
有时候为了一节的圣经的神许可，几千年以后才做证明。
Sometimes for one verse, God will wait thousands of years for the confirmation to come.
我们很容易在很短暂的人生过程中间，开口就对不明白的事做一个好像能够绝对明白的对神的判断，从对神无情的、不应该的、不公义的定罪，这是很错误的。
In the temporal process, we will make all kinds of accusations against God as if we were timeless. This is sinful and this is a very highly inappropriate.
圣经既是从永恒的启示而来的。
Since the revelation of the Bible is from eternity,
所以圣经不可能被人类的文化所淘汰的。
The Bible will not be eliminated by man's culture.
我们已经提到了这个对圣经的解释是要很谨慎的一件事情。
You see that we must be very careful how we interpret the Bible.
第四样，圣经的价值的普世性。
Firstly, the universality of the value of the Bible.
没有一本书比圣经能更广泛的受每一个民族、每一个时代。的每一种人的心理的需要，那个真正的要求得到满足。
No book like the Bible has satisfied the needs of every kind of person and every kind of race and every generation.
所以每一个时代，每一个民族对这本圣经的要求是越来越广泛。
So you see that there is an increasing demand in every race and every generation for the Bible.
这本圣经在最初与每一种文化接触的时候，都产生相当大的冲突。
Even though that the Bible comes in conflict.A certain amount of great conflict as it encounters cultures,
引起很大的反抗
and it raised up much resistance.
但是人要在这个时代继续下去，发现这本书给人心灵最深处的供应和最广泛的供应是不能以别的本书来代替的。
But as time goes on, men discovered that the extent to which the Bible satisfies the needs of every culture and every generation is unsurpassed.
是圣经是神的话语。
The Bible is the word of God.
创造人的神知道每一个时代、每一个不同的种族的人最大的需要就是这样的一本书。
The creator of the universe knows man's greatest need.
比如这样
，sixthly，
圣经的道德性
，the ethical character of the Bible，
圣经所到的地方给了你个最大的道德的力量。
Wherever the Bible goes, it gives the greatest moral power to society.
所以，当一个社会真正以谦虚的心领受神的话的时候，这个社会的道德一定有改进。
That is why, if a society humbly accepts the Bible, its ethics will be transformed.
这是很奇妙的事情。
This is a very wonderful truth.
你说今天西方的社会道德这么沦落，是不是他们已经接受了圣经这么久的时间？为什么还有这么多败坏的事情
？You say, well, the Western culture they have accepted the Bible for so long. How come the morality is so depraved?
这乃是因为西方的社会开始放弃圣经以后才产生的，不是接受圣经的结果。
The moral depravity of today, began when, occurred after the West have rejected the Bible.
原来西方的文化真正的渊源不是单单从圣经一个源头而来的。
You see, Western culture can be traced not only to the Bible, but only source.
成为西方文化渊源的两个源头就是两西文化，一个是 Hellenistic， 另外一个就是 Hebrew culture.
There are two roots of Western culture, Hellenistic and Hebrew culture.
从希伯来文化，他们领受了信仰的这个系统。
From the Hebrews, the West.Inherit the system of faith.
从希利尼文化，他们领受了理性的发展同逻辑的系统。
And from the Greeks, the West inherited the logical system.
在逻辑的，在这个希腊的社会里面，有许多与圣经相违背的道德传统，也在西方里面生了根。
And in the Greek system, there is much potential ethics that is in conflict with the Bible. These have taken root in the West.
有一次，有一个牧师收到一封信，这样挑战。
So one day, a pastor received this letter, kind of a challenge.
这无神论的人对牧师说：“我们某夜某日定好了，在某一个广场来做个辩论。你说你有上帝，我说我没有上帝，我们来辩论好不好
？”Atheist says, "On a certain day, in a certain particular square, we shall have a debate whether God exists or not. Would you come?"
这个牧师呢，把这封信带到上帝面前来祷告。
So the pastor takes this letter to God and prayer.
祷告完了以后很难做决定。
After praying, he couldn't decide.
以后他回信了。他说：“如果你能找到100个人是从信神变成不信神，这样呢就从坏人变成好人了。我可以找到300个本来是坏人，因为信神变成好人了，然后再来辩论。”
If you can find 100 people who was originally believers in God and then turned atheists and they went from bad to good, I can find you 300 people who originally did not believe in God, now believe in God, whose moral character have changed from bad to good.
结果他收到回信说：“我们不成辩论。”
He got a letter in return. We're not going to have a debate.
丘吉尔说：“虽然很多人攻击这一本书啊。”
Churchill said, even though many people attack this,
but 我知道能提高大英帝国百姓道德的唯一的这一本就是这一本书。
The book that can elevate the morality of the people of Great Britain is only this book.
第七样，最后一样。
Final.
我们相信圣经是神的话语。
We believe the Bible is the word of God.
因为这本书呢，给人最大的启发性。
Because this book gives the greatest enlightenment to man.
这本书呢，在人类文化的每一个阶层里面，有一个最大的启发的作用。
This has the greatest enlightening.And illuminating effect at every level of society.
所以受过圣经的思想熏陶过的民族
，so peoples or societies which have been influenced by the Bible,
他们在每一个文化的阶层中间都有很大的这个发展，很高度的发展。
At every level of culture, there's great development.
无论是直接的，无论是间接的
，whether directly or indirectly.
那么这些大的性质里面
，so in these great characters,
没有任何一本书能以这本圣经做一些比较高低的。
And every point the Bible that cannot be compared with any other book.
Beethoven, Bach, Handel, 这个 Dufay, 还有 Palestrina, 他们从圣经里面领受了最高的音乐的泉源。
These composers have the greatest inspiration from the Bible.
Michelangelo, 这个 Da Vinci, 还有这 Raffaello, Correggio, 这些呢从圣经里面领受了最大的一个是对绘画和美感的启发。
These painters and artists.Have received the greatest aesthetic inspiration from the Bible.
Christopher Wren, 还有其他的伟大的建筑师，从圣经的信仰里面产生了伟大的建筑。
These architects have received the greatest inspiration for their architecture.
这样，无论是文学家、 无论是政治家还有其他各样的这个文化的界的人士，他们都从这本圣经领受了启发。
So the masters of literature, politics and many other areas of life all received their greatest inspiration from the Bible.
你把基督教的地区，把回教的地区，把天主教的地区，把佛教、印度教的地区，从非基督教的其他地区做一个比较，你就发现了圣经给人类的影响多大了。
You just compare Christian countries, Catholic countries, Protestant, Muslim, Hindu, and every other kind of country, you will see that how great the influence of Christianity is.
你的心灵的深处会说，这本书给人类心灵的震撼，实在是不能估计。
You will say that there is an inestimable impact that it makes upon the hearts of man.
我相信这本书是神的话语。
I believe this book is the word of God.
因为这本书的里面
，because in the word
已经把那些这个最伟大的神的眼里所能达到，非这本书所能达到的本性表达出来。
It has manifested those characters which only the greatest God's most complete revelation can manifest.
当 Samuel Johnson 离开世界的时候
，When Samuel Johnson was about to die，
他在断气以前说 ，Bring me the book。
He said, "Bring me the book."
他们说 ，Which book? Since you have so many books, we have thousands of books. Which book? 他说 ，The book.The only book, the Bible. 当达尔文年老的时候
，When Charles Darwin was an old man,
一个年老一个苏格兰的宣教士去找他
，The Scottish missionary looked him up,
看见他老达尔文正在看创世纪
，Old Darwin was reading Genesis.
他们问他说 ，What are you reading?
They asked him, What are you reading?
他说 ，This book, Bible, the royal book. 当列宁快要离开世界以前
，Just before Lenin died,
最后一本看的书。
The very last book he read
不是马克思的资本论
was not the Capital
不是达尔文的进化论
nor the Origin of Species
不是拉马克的优生学
nor
Lamarck the Genetics 乃是呢圣经
but the Bible
你说怎么知道呢
how do you know
他们尊重他在他死以前呢怎么样的摆列好也是照样的摆设最后一本书在书上是书桌上是圣经
they respect Lenin so they arrangedthe room exactly the way it was when he died. The last book on the table, the desk, was the Bible.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们一同开声祷告。
Let us all pray together.
求主给我们爱圣经。
Let us all pray aloud together.
给我们读圣经。
May God help us to love the Bible.
给我们信圣经。
And read the Bible and believe in the Bible.
我们行圣经。
And we can obey the Bible.
我们也传圣经。
That we may proclaim the Bible.
我们一同开声祷告。
Shall we all?Pray out loud together.
主啊，我们感谢，我们赞美你，因为你的恩惠、你的慈爱，你赐下你的话语，在人类的历史中间启示了你自己的真理，把你对我们的关怀，把你的永远的原理带到人间来。主啊，你是永存的道，我们恳求你帮助我们，给我们在主啊，我有生之年把你的道存在我们的心中，你的道来管理我们，光照我们，带领我们的道路。主啊，我们在你面前把我们每一个弟兄姊妹交托给你。主啊，求主在这些年间，主啊，用主你自己的爱眺望我们，用你的道来激励我们，你的言语来照耀我们。我们感谢你，我们在你面前也把我们个人的见证、我们的工作带到你面前。求主给我们爱你的圣经，让主你自己的话在我们圣经中间起光照、照耀、带领这辈读者的工作。主啊，使我们得以完全，使我们学义，使我们立起各样的觉悟，使我们诚心归向你。主啊，你听我们的祷告，我们在你面前为到北美的查经班来祷告。求主给我们看见圣经的宝贵，我们也以正义的分解你圣经的话语。主啊，求主给你圣经的光照耀在众人的心中，使更多的人离开黑暗归向光明，使人因为你的真理而看见了永远的盼望。主啊，你听我们的祷告，我们感谢，我们赞美你。我们特别为到全世界各国那些为圣经而献上他们的生命，做解经的工作，做翻译圣经的工作，做推销圣经工作的人来祷告，求主给他们力量，给他们智慧，主啊，给他们你上头来的帮助。我们感谢，我们赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。